Welcome to our podcast where we explore the fascinating world of cybersecurity to help you navigate the digital landscape and protect yourself from online threats. In recent IDF news, the Israeli Defense Forces have bolstered their deployment in Judea and Samaria to enhance the security of the region. This decision follows a series of unsettling incidents that underscore the necessity for augmented security measures. Highlighted among these was a shooting attack at a nearby checkpoint that caught soldiers unawares, which has accelerated the IDF's implementation of extra safety measures in Hebron, as well as other areas within Judea. Meanwhile, an IDF personnel sustained minor injuries during a landmine clearing operation along the Jordan border. This incident, which is still under investigation, underscores the perils that IDF members grapple with in their mission to uphold security. The IDF is unwavering in its commitment to ensuring the safety of its troops and the residing civilian population in Judea and Samaria. The recent events accentuate the continuous challenges that the IDF encounters in its pursuit of stability and security in these areas. Stay tuned for continued updates on this developing situation. North Korean hackers are making headlines once again with large-scale, high-profile cryptocurrency heists. They reportedly pulled off these elaborate attacks in 2023, stealing more than $200 million worth of cryptocurrency. This significant breach accounts for a shocking 20% of all crypto theft in that year. These cybercriminal activities showcase the advanced capabilities of North Korean hackers in infiltrating and exploiting digital currency platforms, leading to a substantial loss of virtual funds. The ripple effects of these thefts have been felt across the crypto community and devastated the affected individuals and organizations. The hackers' adeptness in orchestrating such sophisticated thefts emphasizes their growing prominence on the cybercrime landscape. This not only underscores the perpetual threat from state-sponsored hackers, but it also accentuates the urgency of implementing comprehensive cybersecurity measures. As probes into the matter progress, experts are closely observing the evolving tactics utilized by North Korean cyber groups. There's speculation that the stolen cryptocurrency could be funneled into various prohibited activities. The possibilities include, but might not be limited to, supporting the regime's nuclear programs and funding other state-sponsored initiatives. In response to these events, global security agencies and authorities have redoubled their efforts to trace these illegal earnings and bring the perpetrators to justice. Despite the inherent difficulties of such endeavors, international cooperation and exchange of information are integral to battling such virtual threats and mitigating the effects on the worldwide cryptocurrency ecosystem. The aftermath of this recent event on the crypto market and its members remains uncertain. Still, it's clear that increased vigilance and enhanced security measures are necessary to prevent more breaches and secure digital assets. This concludes today's segment on North Korean news. Stay tuned for more updates on this developing story and other global news. In recent news, Palo Alto Networks, a noted cybersecurity company, has not only been distinguished as the sole leader in providing secure access service edge solutions as a single vendor SaaS, but has also seen a substantial increase in stock value. This boost of 15% in shares came after an outstanding earnings report which surpassed fourth quarter expectations, underlining the company's robust financial performance. Turning our attention to SentinelOne, another firm in the cybersecurity industry, they have had a significant fall in their stock value and are now contemplating selling options to possibly enhance their financial standing. Intriguingly, this announcement has prompted a rise of over 15% in SentinelOne's stock value. In conclusion, Palo Alto Networks continues to reinforce its dominant position in the cybersecurity sector as SentinelOne considers potential selling opportunities in the face of a volatile stock market. We will remain vigilant about these companies' actions as they progress through these twists and turns. In the latest news from Terra, a serious security breach has occurred on the official Terra Luna website. The site was hacked, leading to a warning being issued to all users by the developers. The legitimate website was substituted with a phishing website, a maneuver intended to trick users. This unauthorized activity has intensified apprehensions about the protection of personal data and transactions conducted through Terra's platform. With the intention of minimizing potential damage, users are advised not to access the Terra.money domain for the time being. Furthermore, they are urged to exercise caution and patience, allowing the developers to restore the security of the website. In light of these events, it is critical for users to be alert, refraining from distributing any personal or sensitive data via the compromised website. Further updates and instructions will be given by Terra's official sources as the scenario unravels. Keep following Terra News for continuous updates on this ongoing matter. Thank you for tuning into this episode on cybersecurity, where we explore the importance of safeguarding our digital lives and discussed ways to stay protected in this ever-evolving digital landscape.